This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. And I always love when Mark Goldman pops in. Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator, GoldmanMcCormick.com. And Mark, you and I have been doing this for a lot of years, and you always have the hottest, latest breaking news in the cannabis world. So what's your first story for us today?
Oh, you know what? Thank you so much for having me on. Our first story is research shows CBD reduces lung damage and inflammation caused by COVID-19. As you know, last year I had COVID-19. It was the worst thing ever. Thankfully, I didn't have any lung damage or anything else, but many, many people do. Right, Frankie?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This is not a cure, though. I want people to know this is not a cure for COVID-19. But you say that when you give CBD through an inhaler, it goes down to the lungs and reduces the amount of inflammation. That's the key.
Which is massive, which is gigantuan. This is going to help. Yet again, CBD is helping something else, you know? A lot of patients, as you know, they end up on ventilators or worse with permanent lung damage. So, you know, researchers, they're looking for this potential solution, right? So on this one study recently on mice, they're looking at how CBD will help. When we give CBD through an inhaler, the mice inhales it during their down to their lungs. It reduces the amount of how it is, and it just gets better. It's not really inflamed anymore. The study not only showed reduced inflammation in the lungs, but also prevented lung damage. I mean, that's just gigantuan. So really, CBD is helping something else.
Very nice. You know, good.
We just got to want to reiterate and remind everybody, this will help you reduce it, according to the study. It won't be a cure. So that's very important. It still helps. Just won't help 100%, right?
Okay. Well, you know, Mark, any little bit will help. That's what they say. Every little bit does help. Okay. I love this story that there's a new study that this is so wild. Tell us about your number three story, the programmers. This is a wild story.
You know what? This is a great story. I love it. When I saw this, I was like, something to think about. Anyway, one-third of programmers use marijuana while working, with many touting creative benefits. You know what? More than one-third of software programmers, Frankie, say they've used marijuana while working, with many findings that it helps promote creativity and gets them into the programming zone, according to the new study. Can you imagine? Is that like the Twilight Zone? Welcome to the programming zone, right?
Yes,
so
researchers
at the University of Michigan say that their anecdotal evidence suggested that those in programming were more likely to use cannabis on the job, so they set out to conduct the first large-scale survey on this topic. They asked the 803 developers to detail how marijuana comes into play in their work. Frankie, a main motivation for the study was the fact that drug testing policies remain common, in the programming sector, which may be contributing to the hiring shortages for certain jobs. That's even the case at the federal level. The study also notes, citing comments from former FBI Director James Comey, who said in 2014 that he was interested in loosening employment policies around cannabis because some agents want to smoke weed on the way to their interview. You know, I think the FBI, that's a little strange, a little weird. I would say every computer programmer in America, go for it. FBI, not so much.
A little, not so much. No. Not so much. I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
You know, can you imagine FBI people that are in hiding or, you know, whatever they call that, and they just keep talking because they're, you know, they're high or whatever. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that this story about the Israeli study, I mean, this is such a great story, Mark. We both love this story.
It's a fantastic story. I'm so glad we're talking about this today. So the Israeli study gives encouragement and guidance to cannabis for our autism efforts. Frankie, the Israeli scientists are reporting they have made autistic mice more sociable and less obsessive by giving them cannabis products, which is amazing. What a great idea. The study could change the direction of efforts to use cannabis to treat this disorder, the researchers say, as it suggests that the wrong compound from the plant is currently the subject of most focuses. Autistic patients who are informally self-prescribing in trials currently underway mostly use CBD, the cannabis compound famous for avoiding the high. This Israeli study in 2019 reported positive results for autistic patients treated with cannabis products like CBD. The latest study, though, Frankie, to examine CBD is taking place at the Center for Medical Cannabis Research in San Diego. So
nice.
We have to bring up my situation, right?
Yes, please do share.
All right, so obviously, or not obviously, but I don't have autism, but I do have Tourette's. And Tourette's is kind of a little bit loosely on the spectrum, right? And I find, for me, that whether it's medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana, THC really helps me, as well as CBD, with my stress, with my tics, being social, and everything else. So if it helps me that much, I would imagine that CBD is going to help autistic children all around the world.
You know, Mark, I think that we have a wonderful sponsor on this show, Ruby Bees, and their daughter, Peter's daughter, is has cerebral palsy, and she's non-communicative, and she cannot absolutely speak. But what a difference this makes with her seizures, and she's given honey sticks 2 to 3 times a day, and she knows when it's time for her honey stick, and she gets all happy after she has it.
Right.
And she hasn't had a seizure in 4 years since she's been doing this. It's just a life changer, a game changer for this family that had to watch their child have so many seizures in a day, and she hasn't had one in 4 years.
And you know what we should bring up? I also brought on a client at the radio show, actually a pro bono client
years ago,
on the radio
yeah.
show
yeah.
about a year or two. And she was a six-year-old. She had G1 syndrome. Only like 500 people, I think, in America have it. And she was a six-year-old on a one-year-old level. She was having seizures after seizures. They gave her CBD drops, and it's like, you know, one seizure a week now. It's crazy.
Isn't that wonderful?
It
I just
really
love
is.
These
it
stories.
Really
I love these stories because, you know, this is what it's all about. This is the educational arm that I try to bring with this program every week, that we understand the medicinal benefits of this plant, all forms of this plant. And this is not about being judgmental. This is the reality. This is the reality. And how about the fact that this plant will also bring in billions of dollars in revenue, billions of dollars in revenue, that it's a changer in every economically. It's a changer in environmental because it cleans the farmlands. It helps do such great jobs.
You know what it really helps me with?
Sure.
It helps me being social. It's great.
Yeah. And it does for a lot of people. Absolutely. Absolutely. It helps me sleep some nights. Just takes
right.
the edge off. Tossing and turning, or if it's one of those days where I'm really pent up and built up and all of that. Absolutely. So,
you know, and it also helped a buddy of mine out who has Crohn's and colitis. He has some CBD cream that he utilizes, and it's really helped him in a big, big way.
Oh, absolutely. You can use it topically, which, you know, edibly, topically. I mean, there are so many ways and deliveries And the compounds in this plant go on and on and on. We could do shows every day forever talking about the compounds, talking about the benefits. And we don't seem to understand as a society that we've got to get people out of jail that are in jail for minor offenses. I mean, it just saddens me to see so many people in prison because they had the possession of a joint in an untimely manner and they were caught. It's just sad. Saddens me. We have to take a quick break, but we will be back. Some great stories with Mark Goldman today, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. We are talking today with breaking news stories and what's happening around the country with Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator. And Mark, welcome back. So tell us about Mississippi, Mark.
So timely. So the Mississippi Senate voted 47-5 this week to legalize medical marijuana, a move that comes more than a year and a half after voters approved the medical cannabis ballot measure that was later overturned by the state Supreme Court. In the long-awaited legislation, Frankie, which now heads to the House for consideration, becoming law this season, a medical cannabis program could come up and be running in the state by later this year. That's fantastic. En route to a passage, however, remains the governor, Tate Reeves. He's a Republican. He has already threatened a veto over its proposed purchase limits, which he says are too high. And some other states' officials remain wary. But supportive pardon me, lawmakers have said they are confident they'll have the vote to override the veto and push the legislation through. So, you know, let's hope that Mississippi is another state that utilizes medical marijuana, helps everybody in their state financially, medically, socially, and environmentally.
You know, this is what drives me crazy. This stupid mentality, this backward thinking that this is, doesn't it just make you crazy to hear this, that there's still so much? This is a plant that's helping kids and helping adults and helping people figure some things out in life. And I just find it so appalling that they're not open and supportive of this.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's 2022. Let's figure this out, America. Every state should be on the recreational path. Every state should be on the medical marijuana path. And it's really time to get with it. I mean, it's providing, like you said earlier, farmers with the hemp production and cleaning up their farms and making a ton of money where farms really don't make that much money anymore. You know, it's helping retail outlets out. It's, you know, it's helping the government out with taxes. There's so many benefits. And then it's helping people out on a day-to-day basis live better lives. It's really a win-win across the board. We need to get with it.
And when, I mean, we had to witness little Charlotte leave New Jersey and go to Colorado with the Sterling Brothers, created Charlotte's Web for her, the first installment of CBD, if you will, that they played around and created the strain for her to help her with her seizures. And unfortunately, Charlotte died from COVID 2 years ago when we first got this pandemic. And now, you know, it's all these years later, and you're telling me you don't see the benefits of this plant? That you've got this stupid mentality?
It's almost laughable.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it's laughable. It's sad. It's sad, 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 if you ask me, sad. Hey, we have a wonderful, we love Vermont because in Burlington, Vermont, we have one of our affiliates for this show. So go ahead and tell us the next story. You've got a great story about Vermont.
Absolutely. This is really kind of breaking. So a new Vermont bill seeks to decriminalize drug possession and sharing, which, you know, before we go into this story, Frankie, you and I are big fans of this whole idea. So Vermont Democratic and progressive lawmakers filed a new bill this week that would decriminalize drug possession, a policy they hope will serve as harm reduction tool that can also help address racial disparities in enforcement. Very, very important. So these two politicians, Logan Cole and Celine Colburn, introduced the legislation which would make possession and distribution of lower levels of current illicit drugs punishable by a $50 fine. Perfect. Without the threat of jail time. Even better. People could have the fee waived by completing a health screening that would be facilitated through a new treatment referral system. So not, you know, this is when they'll get some education. They won't have to pay. They'll get out of a silly drug charge. I mean, really, really, it's just a win-win. Vermont, go Vermont. Anyway, the bill would amend state statutes of drug possession and distribution to make it so people would face the civil penalty if the amount of the drug in question is under the benchmark personal use threshold that would be determined by the new Drug Use Standards Advisory Board. So, you know what, Vermont, I give it to you. Great, great idea. And
absolutely
to follow.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's just really, really wonderful. And, you know, I got a story this week about hemp, by the way, and how hemp has been a key component in the ancient shamanic rituals of sparsely populated nation of Mongolia, but it still remains illegal. Is that crazy or what? I mean, this is why I do this show, because this is absolutely it's stupidness. Stupidness. They use it for, you know, shamanic practices. Shamans are using it, and yet it's illegal.
Hey, you know what? I have a question for you. This is kind of a different topic. A lot of cities that are now currently setting up either medical marijuana dispensaries or recreational marijuana dispensaries are limiting to how many they open up. What do you think about that?
You know, I thought this was the United States of America last time I checked. I don't know. Where we had, you know, the freedom to do what we needed to do. If we want to, isn't that what having, you know, I understand they don't want the monopoly. They don't want one owner owning everything. But I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that. Just not. I just,
right.
Too much of a rebel myself. I'm just a real rebel. I've been a maverick my whole life, you know. So
yeah, you know, I've heard that about you, Frankie.
So I don't necessarily think it's a good thing, but do you? I mean, do you think there should be limits?
No, not at all. I think, you know, I've been to Amsterdam, great, great place, beautiful country, beautiful city, and, you know, the more the merrier. Why, if they're going to open up, you know, 100 different liquor stores, they can't open up 100 different
absolutely, absolutely.
You know?
So always great news from you, and there was another story that I'm going to be covering soon about pets, so everybody stay tuned for that. But Mark Goldman, thank you so much for being with us. Give us the best website.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. That's G-O-L-D-M-A-N, McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K.com. Have a lovely day.
And we will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer will return. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. I don't think I've ever had a beekeeper on the show, so I'm so excited. Alan Pickett is joining us. He is the founder of Honeybee Hemp Farms, located in Louisville, North Carolina. And Alan, you have taken the bees, honey, and hemp cultivation, and you've put them together because you feel that this is a wonderful way to help with the opioid epidemic and supporting the pollination issue and all of those good things. So welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's quite a blessing to talk to you.
So, Ellen, let's go back to the beekeeping. Was that, did that come first?
It did, yes. Yeah, I started doing that with my father a few years ago here in North Carolina.
And do you have any fear about the bees? Because most Americans, most of us are very fearful. We love our bees, but we don't want to mess with them.
Well, it's a little intimidating when you stop and think about it and say, gosh, you know, there's 20 to 50,000 bees per hive. But honestly, I kind of think about it like you would approach any other pet, like a dog, for example. You know, if you go up to them and you have neutral, positive energy and good balance, you know, peace of mind, then it's really something that they shoot back to you on a wavelength type of thing. And a lot of people use gloves. I prefer to use bare hands just to get that real in-person feeling.
Oh my gosh. You use your bare hands, Alan? Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Do they sting you occasionally?
Every once in a while, but honestly, it's good for inflammation. So, you know, it really doesn't bother me too much, and you kind of build up a tolerance, I suppose.
Oh my, I'm on Alan's website and I see him with his bare hands. The website, by the way, is honeybeehempfarms.com, honeybeehempfarms.com, and there's a picture of Alan holding, oh my gosh, Alan, you are a braver man than me, I can just tell you that. But you wanted to bring the honey together with the hemp, and tell us why. What is this major philosophy that you have? Because I just love what you're doing.
Right, sure, absolutely. Well, I would say it was the summer of 2019. I had my first crop of hemp growing outdoors for flower and extract at my farm. And I was working in my beehives, and I have what I like to refer to as a canary in the coal mine type of moment where I stopped. You know, I believe I was out there with my father and another friend or two, and we had discovered that another one of our beehives had died over wintertime, you know, when we were going through pulling frames out of it in the spring. And it was so disappointing. And, you know, I stopped and I had really an outer body experience. I heard the highway in the distant background. I thought about all the monocrops, you know, that we in the Western world are growing right now, where it's a lot like a food desert for people. In the sense that pollinators don't have anything to eat. They don't have anywhere to go. And really, it's a lot bigger than the honeybee itself. There's something like 120 different species of wild bees in North Carolina alone. But people most fondly associate the honeybee, you know, with the greater pollinator population. And it struck me that cultivating hemp and keeping bees was not only a similar philosophy and practice when you get down to the types of people and the culture surrounding it, but it really is a topic that, you know, beekeeping itself and the preservation of the honeybee population, I like to think that regardless of your political philosophies or really any socioeconomic demographics, everybody can agree that the honeybees and the greater population need help. And the same can be said for really the opioid epidemic that's going on in this country in particular right now.
Oh, Alan, I so love what you're saying, because I've been talking about this for so long. If we could only get people to understand the power, we were just talking about it earlier, the miraculous power of this plant and how it really can help in so many ways. And there's been evidence saying that hemp and CBD could be very beneficial in helping people get off that opioid addiction.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, Frankie. And really, as you know, private companies and institutions like universities and other educational places dive more into cannabinoid profiles, pairing with terpenes, and really being able to dial into what exactly each person needs. And, you know, the same can be said for really any creature, mammal that has endocannabinoid receptors. And so it's so exciting to come up in this time where science and cannabis are really, really beginning to mesh in the public eye.
You know, I know that you're also passionate about animals. So tell us about your new endeavor with Honeybee Hemp Hounds.
Absolutely. Well, so I've been making CBD infused dog biscuits for a little over a year now. And I'm now launching into really gearing my business towards the canine market. In fact, over the past few months, I've been collaborating with a local all-natural canine. I think I may have cut out there for a second, but I've been collaborating with a local all-natural canine nutrition company here in North Carolina called Best for Canine. And working with the owner of that place, it's been tremendous and really, really an enjoyable experience. After growing up my whole childhood having dogs, and I still have a dog on my farm here. His name's Hugo. And in fact, his face is going to be the face of Honeybee Hemp Hounds on my new packaging and marketing. And it's something that more recently than not, I've discovered that I, would be classified as an empathic person. And being an empath involves essentially picking up on feelings and energy of other people and creatures and plants and, you know, different types of forms of life, just depending on the person and the situation. But I've always felt I have a really strong connection to dogs. And as a matter of fact, too, part of my inspiration and doing this type of work and living on a farm and really trying to embrace a simpler lifestyle has to do with growing up, I was diagnosed with an eye disease where I'm progressively losing my vision. And at this point, I don't drive a car anymore. But when...
Oh, Alan, how terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes.
Well, it's an adversity of life. But growing up, you know, it was a little different. Knowing that from an early age and witnessing my mom getting a seeing eye dog, a service dog, and seeing how a creature and mankind can interact in such a symbiotic way. And my mom's service dog, she, you know, would learn up to 75 commands. And I thought that was just tremendous. And so feeling that on a deeper level and how it's really had a ripple effect in my life and trajectory of my career at this point.
So I just read an article that was just posted in Sensi magazine saying that CBD is all the rage these days, and not only for humans, more and more vets are learning about this compound and are now suggesting it to their canine patients for pain relief, anxiety, behavioral issues, and inflammation, especially in older dogs. And so this is one of those breaking news stories that's happening right now, and we're starting to see this.
There's no doubt about it. It's truly special. And, you know, going back when we were speaking briefly about the opioid epidemic and pharmaceuticals, it's unfortunately pretty common for dogs to be, you know, prescribed certain painkillers or other medications that
yes.
Hopefully there will be more all natural solutions in the future. So that just, you know, ties in so closely. It's also a date that's near and dear to me at this point from a symbology standpoint.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Alan, and give your website how people can reach you, Before we take a break, we'll be back with Alan in just a moment. Go ahead, Alan.
HoneybeeHempFarms.com and Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You'll find me at HoneybeeHempFarms as well.
And we'll be back with Alan in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what?
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. Alan Pickett is our guest today, and what a story. Beekeeper, getting into the hemp farming business, loves being on the farm, and he is the founder of Honeybee Hemp Farms, located in North Carolina. So he does beekeeping and hemp cultivation, and it's the foundation for him to build his dream of helping combat the opioid epidemic, help with dogs, and help with the bees. And he's putting it all together in his company, Honeybee Hemp Farms. And Alan, welcome back. It is so nice to talk to you today. And you're doing all of this. You lost one of your best friends in college due to an opioid overdose. And
yes,
that must have just been devastating.
It was. And truly, it was really a huge piece of my inspiration and realignment of what felt like my entire reality and perspective and priorities. It was absolutely devastating and a moment that really changed my entire life and made me want to dedicate my career towards combating the opioid epidemic, as you mentioned. And truly, it's so unfortunate that I would bet that nearly everyone in this nation is just one degree of separation from someone who does suffer from opioid addiction or some type of health issue.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's such a horrific problem. And the we just had a mass evacuation in Boston. There was a neighborhood called well, it's on Molina Boulevard, and they would call it Mass Cass, and major street, and it started to become known as Methadone Mile, and it was becoming a drug-infested area where people were just camping out, and they started putting up tents a few years ago, and the new mayor came in and said, the tents have to go, they have got to go. And they gave a deadline, and so they just got rid of all of the tents, and the contents of people's lives were just thrown away the other day, and they tried to place as many of them into rehab facilities. But you have to want to rehab, but if you do, the fact that we're closing our eyes and we're not looking at this plant to help is a disgrace, and shame, shame, shame on the closed-minded individuals that are not open enough to understand the benefits of this plant.
Well, it very much is a shame, and quite honestly, I think it's something that for a lot of folks, unfortunately, it's out of sight, out of mind, you know, and you talked about this very specific incident with people who are living in poverty and uncertainty and homelessness, and it's something truly that strikes every single demographic of people in the United States, regardless of gender or age, you know, or background or education. It's all encompassing. And as I was mentioning right before our break, a date that's become very symbolic to me is Valentine's Day, because a couple years ago, I believe it was Valentine's Day 2020, right around that time, I had three friends whose fathers passed away, one of which was the father of my good friend in college who passed away from the overdose. And it was just one after another. And I had also gotten back my full spectrum extract from my first harvest in 2019 from my partner processor here in North Carolina. And I went to one of my friend's father's funerals with, you know, a jar of full spectrum distillate in my car. And it was pure tears of joy and sadness knowing, you know, that these two lines have crossed and here I am with the fruits of this plant that can help so many people, and witnessing, you know, loss at the same time. It was such a tremendous moment. And, that's one reason, Frankie, why I'm, releasing, the first product for Honeybee Hemp Hounds, the dog biscuits on Valentine's Day coming up a month from today. So, those first products will be calming biscuits for younger dogs and then hip and joint biscuits for older dogs.
That's so great. Absolutely fabulous. Alan, how do you see the next few years in this industry? I just, as a farmer, as someone who's in the land, do you see, what are your visions for the next few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, because we've seen quite a spread across the nation from West Coast to East Coast, and that's evolved so much just depending on policies, you know, politically or statewide. But in terms of greater legalization, I don't know truly, but I believe more people are looking towards biological farming. There's kind of a couple different sects of growers. You know, there's conventional salt nutrients and growing indoors, you know, under HID lights or CMH, and then growing outdoors. And I feel like we're really seeing something cool, that the evolution of, you know, the living soil food web and Korean natural farming and all these different exciting all natural ways of growing using Mother Earth, kind of crossing lines between different styles of growers and folks who have been doing this for a long time and people who are much newer like myself. And so I feel like that will really be a big piece as far as my interest is concerned, is how that evolves in the mainstream.
And do you see the legalization throughout the country, or do you think it's still going to, I always ask this question because I'm curious to see what some of the industry movers and shakers think. Do you think we'll see the whole country going legal, or do you think it'll go state by state?
I do. I think at some point sooner than later, it will be federal, Frankie. And interestingly too, I mean, it may not make that much of a difference in terms of Delta 9 THC legalization because of all the different types of isomers, like Delta 8 THC, CBN, you know, all these different cannabinoids.
Oh, yeah.
Derived. It's so fascinating. In fact,
It's so fascinating, Alan. It really is. We're almost out of time. This has been such a delight having you. You're such a wonderful animal lover, and what a thrill to have Alan Pickett here. Honeybee Hemp Farms, and Alan, the website for the farm?
Yes, honeybeehempfarms.com, and then find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn at Honeybee Hemp Farms.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Continued success, Alan. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.